Second Chronicles, chapter 7. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the honor of Yahweh filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of Yahweh, because the honor of Yahweh had filled Yahweh's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and the honor of Yahweh upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worshipped and praised Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever." And then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before Yahweh. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. And so the king and all the people dedicated the house of Yahweh. And the priests waited upon their offices, the Levites also, with instruments of music of Yahweh, which David the king had made to praise Yahweh, because his mercy endures forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood, moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meal offerings and the fat. Also, at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath to the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar for 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away to their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that Yahweh had showed to David and to Solomon and to Israel, his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of Yahweh, and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, "I've heard your prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, so that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded you, and will observe my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom according as I have covenanted with David your father, saying, there will not fail you a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and will go and serve other Elohim and worship them, then I will pluck them up by the roots out of my land in which I have given them. And this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, will be an astonishment to everyone that passes by it, so that he will say, why has Yahweh done thus to this land and to this house? And it will be answered, because they forsook Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other Elohim, and worshipped them, and served them. For this reason has he brought all this evil upon them. End of chapter.